Episode 2527, What You Plant Will Prosper.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a fabulous week. I gotta be honest. I'm a little tired, but you know what? That doesn't mean we can't do confessions of an upset mama. Oh no, bring it on. What you plant will prosper. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, some would say what you think about does not bring about what you thought. I had to think about that because I'm used to saying what you think about, you bring about. However, what you plant, I promise you, will prosper. So mix that in with how your child thinks. Do their thoughts have any effect on their results? My son and I have lots and lots of conversations on the way to and from school. We talk about what he's working on, his concerns, and even specific homework problems and assignments. Now, I tell you this because, number one, take note, if you want to talk to your child, you need to do it in the car because they are consumed by you and only you, and you have a short period of time, and you may actually get a few nuggets in the conversation that you have. So when they are giving you attention in the car, you too need to pay attention. All right, that was bonus. Back to confessions though. In our time of conversation, I really make space for him to dream a little about how his school day will go and what could be different to help him. And we have, you know, dialogues about it. It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. And, you know, yesterday as we drove home, there was a police officer who was in the process of pulling someone over who was speeding in the school zone. And as you know what this mama did, you know it, I jumped at the opportunity to use it as a teachable moment, reminding him how going the speed limit is for safety first, not an inconvenience. Because you know what? We always think those blue lights, oh man, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. Yes, but you also could be dead depending upon what's happening. So really, they're not there to hurt us and to cause an inconvenience. They're there for safety. But anyway, long story short, my daughter was on the phone with us too, discussing weekend graduation plans. Yes, have you heard? My number three, yes, my beautiful daughter is graduating from college this year. She's graduating early, and she's graduating with a biology degree and two minors, chemistry and psychology. So we're very excited for her. It's a crazy fun weekend ahead of us, but that led us into conversation. Had my son and my daughter on the phone. Now, the daughter who was on the phone was not the one graduating. Just want to clarify that. So she heard about what we were seeing and commented how being pulled over by the police is so uncomfortable and nerve-wracking regardless of how old you are. You know what I'm talking about, man. Those blue lights go on. You're like, oh, man. It's like you were caught and you're in the principal's office. You know those moments. Yes, I know you do. It still gives you chills when you think about it. Well, with all that being said, we just kind of let that conversation go, moved on to the next, right? So that moment came and passed. And later on, my son also mentioned to me in a conversation we had the day before regarding his up-and-coming math test. Now, he's in an honors math class, so it's a little more challenging, which is awesome. He needs to be challenged. But he made a bold statement that he wished the test could be done in groups. Well, to my surprise, he said to me with great, incredible delight, "That's just what happened, Mom. Our teacher was passing out the test and informed us that we could take it in groups." We giggled about the likelihood of this happening, but he was so excited that it did. It was a great test day, to say the least. Well, as the day progressed into the evening, I called my daughter who was headed into town to visit for the graduation festivities. Now, this is the same one that we were talking about with the police officer. Our second baby girl is graduating from college, which I mentioned to you. And so, you know, we're planning this huge event. Well, at this point, she told me she was delayed due to multiple circumstances, taking the dog for a potty stop that she hadn't planned. And believe it or not, a police officer had pulled her over. Oh, you heard right. Weren't we just talking about that? Oh, yes. See, this is a glimpse into my everyday reality. Not to embarrass our daughter, so I only told our youngest son what had happened. I whispered in his ear and I said, son, I want you to know this. And I said, I'm not telling anybody else, but I want you to know. And what he said will amaze you. Well, Mom, I better start saying positive things more often. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Say positive things more often. What you think about, you do bring about. You knew it was coming full circle. If more than 80% of our thoughts are negative, that doesn't leave much on the positive side. It doesn't. And that means we're swimming in what? Negative thoughts all the time. Now, that's the big theory for every day. Say positive things more often. The more we can bring out. And it's pretty easy. You just have to practice it. It does so much good for you in many, many ways. What you plant will prosper. So stop throwing around all the negative stuff. That's all too easy. Be intentional about your words. If you want something to happen that's positive, then put it out there. Pray to God. Now, I know, I hear it already. Some people say, well, that's just coincidence. Yeah, it could be coincidence. But the thing is this, if you're thinking about it and then it happens, well, you know what? You kind of wonder, right? What is going on in all of that is that your thoughts are leading you, which then your actions follow your thoughts. And yes, it can be a by chance thing. I'm not going to say that, okay, I'm just going to start thinking that I'm going to win the Powerball. Everybody would love to win the Powerball. That's just not probable. But can we put it out there? Is it a positive thought? Yes. But I'm talking about really looking at the everyday nitty gritty. Have you listened to what your child says? Are they just talking down to themselves all the time? I know I do it sometimes. We get stuck in our own little self-talk that we don't even know what we're saying to ourselves. We have got to be careful what we're modeling to our kids, and we've got to be intentionally listening to what our kids are saying so we can lead them the right way. What you plant will prosper. If you're planting all the negative crap, it's going to stay there. You're going to hang out with it. So why not plant positive stuff? That's one thing I challenge myself every single day when I go out with errands is I pray, Lord, put somebody in my way. Plant somebody in front of me so that I can serve them. It might be simply a compliment. It may be having a conversation with them. I don't know, but I ask him. I also agree with what my son was saying is that, gosh, Mom, you know, I was really thinking about it. And then look what happened. Yeah. Maybe what you do think about the actions, maybe you had conversation with a couple other people. Maybe you said something that inspired your teacher to do this, not knowing that, okay, well, I'm just going to tell her she needs to do this. Okay, well, you're not going to come across and tell a teacher exactly what to do and how to do it. But if you have conversations with your peers, your students, that are sitting in your group, and then maybe in a couple emails here and there, or another teacher will be talking, and then all of a sudden, ding, 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 the bell goes off. Why? Because all of it comes together. What you think about, you bring about. And I'm not going to get all woo-woo because some people would be like, oh yeah, you're putting it out in the universe or whatever. No, I believe in God. So I'm not saying you're just putting out there in no man's land. No, I am not saying that at all. But I am saying you're coming from a different position. It's your posture and how you carry yourself. And by golly, we as parents need to wake up because our kids are not posturing positivity. They are sitting back and they are doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. They're talking the way they shouldn't be talking. They're watching things on stupid social media because that's what they're doing. And parents, you and I, we're not paying attention. And it is hurting our children. So it's about time we wake up. It's about time that we see what's right in front of us. What you plant will prosper. If you want all the crap out there, then you just keep planting crap because that's all we're going to get. But if you want to change the world and you want to be a living legacy right now, You got to look on the positive side. You've got to start switching your perspectives and pivoting. Stop being the doom and gloom all the time. I can't remember exactly right now because, like I told you earlier, I was tired. I am tired. It has been a long week. The pipe in my house, planning for graduation. I mean, you would think I would have this down pat by now. This is our third college graduation. It's awesome, but it doesn't come easy because each one is so unique and so different. And we're in a different state, a different university. We're living in a different house. So there's never any the same for us. But that makes it all the more exciting. And so I could sit back and use it as an excuse and say, you know what, it's been a horrible week. No, I'm acknowledging that I'm tired. But I'm not going to let that at all influence how I react and act upon my week into my weekend as the festivities continue. And I would hope and pray that you would do the same. And not just with graduation. I'm talking about with everyday life. Because mom, dad, that's where we're missing the mark. I don't know about you, but we've got to stop missing the mark. We've got to see our children. We've got to hear our children. We've got to help them plant. So what will prosper, so what does prosper will shine in the right way. And it's for the good, not for the bad. Now that's a challenge. I get it. And yeah, you're going to get tired. But stop throwing around all the negative stuff. You're going to have your moments and that's fine. But don't stay in those moments. Don't hang on to them. Let the negativity wash away. Be done with it. And know when it is a good time to have that. It's one thing I tell my children. I said, you know what? Best thing you could do is listen more than you talk. Because then you get to hear everybody else. Then you get to decide exactly what you want to say and how you want to respond. There's no more reacting. But I said there are times that you need to vent. You need to just get it off your chest. That's when you have a confidant. That's when you have a mom or a dad who cares, or a good friend or grandma that you can call on. And you have the safe space to be able to just say, you know what? I'm so frustrated. And you could get it off your chest. But you don't have to act upon that anger or frustration or sadness or madness or even gladness. Just because it's a good thing doesn't mean you react in the way that you should. So this is just a strong reminder that what you think about, you bring about. Plant something positive and watch it prosper. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.